I'd lift up my family in prayer and pray for their salvation.
我用祈祷来教导我家人为他们的救恩祷告。
Even on my birthdays every year, just before I blew out the candle, that would be my birthday wish, my prayer to God.
甚至每一年当我生日吹生日蛋糕的蜡烛的时候，我所许的生日愿望就是这个的向神的祈祷。
Little did I know that God would answer those prayers years later.
我几乎不知道神会若干年后会回应我这个祈祷的。
And now all of them, all 24 of them, are people who've come to faith in God.
所以现在呢，所有24个人呢，都已经信了主了。
Our brothers and sisters,
我的兄弟姊妹，
their spouses,
他们的配偶，
my parents,
我的父母，
and even my nieces and nephews,
侄女侄女，侄仔侄女。
You see, faith, obedience, and prayer are inseparably linked together.
你知吗？信服、信心同埋祈祷咧，系不能分割咁连埋一齐嘅。
You cannot talk about one without the others.
你唔可以咧讲一样嘢而忽略咗其他嗰两样。
The words that I can use to describe the early church the most, I believe, are these words.
我认为最能够形容早期教会嘅就系用呢三个嘅词语
：faith。
信心,
obedience,
信服,
prayer,
同埋祈祷。
These are the characteristic that those people had.
呢啲就系佢哋具有嘅特征啦。
They were people of faith.
佢哋就有信心嘅人。
They were people of obedience.
佢哋就有信服嘅人。
And they were people of prayer.
佢哋就有祈祷嘅人。
Dear Fraserlands Church,
亲爱菲沙伦教会弟兄姊妹，
we're on a faith journey right now.
我哋而家喺一个信心嘅旅程里面。
And God is trying to show us what it means to rely on Him and to trust in Him and not in ourselves.
上帝咧尝试显现俾我哋知咧咩叫做信靠同埋信任佢，而唔系依靠我哋自己。
So what is faith, anyways?
咁信心到底系咩咧？
Well, according to the Bible in Hebrews chapter 1, now it says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance." About what we do not see.
根据圣经希伯来书第一章的记载，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Our faith is actually based on the faithfulness of God.
我们的信实呢，信心呢，其实是基于上帝的信实的。
It is not us being faithful, but God being faithful to us.
不是我们有忠心，而是呢，上帝对我们忠心。
He is, Paul says in Romans chapter 4, the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations. Just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead since he was about 100 years old and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised.
保罗在罗马书第四章那里这样说，他说神是那叫死人复活使无变为有的神，他在无指望的时候因信仍有指望，就得以做多国的父，正如先前所说，你的后裔将要如此。他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱，并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神，且满心相信神所应许的必能造成。
God had power to do what he had promised.
神有能力去做他所承诺的。
You see, faith relies on God and his promises.
凭着信靠神的和他的应许。
We can rely on God to keep his promise because he is faithful.
我们可以依靠神去，他会遵行他的承诺，因为他是信实的。
In this story, Abraham knew about his situation.
在这个故事里面，亚伯拉罕很清楚他自己的处境。
He didn't turn a blind eye to it.
他没有视而不见。
His body was failing.
他的身体已经年老了。
And Sarah was no spring chicken herself. She was about 90 years old.
撒拉本人也不年轻了，大概是90岁。
Abraham had a realistic view of himself.His situation and his circumstances in life.
亚伯拉罕对佢嘅自身、佢嘅处境同埋佢生活状况都有好现实嘅睇法。
But I like what John Stott said. He said, "But Abraham looked at his problems in the light of God's promises, and somehow the problems began to shrink as the promises grew in his mind and reflection."
一位 John Stott 佢曾经咁讲过，佢咧，但系亚伯拉罕根据上帝嘅应许咧嚟睇佢自己嘅问题，而出现某种嘅原因，随住应许喺佢嘅思想同反复嘅思想成长里边咧，佢嘅问题咧开始缩小。
Do you remember what happened in Genesis chapter 15?
记唔记得创世记第十五章度发生咩事啊
？The Lord brings Abraham outside his tent on a dark starlit night.
上帝喺一个好星光灿烂嘅黑夜，将亚伯拉罕从佢嘅帐篷嗰度带出嚟外面。
Now imagine the night sky, okay?
你而家咧想象一下一个夜空。
It was probably about 5,000 years ago.
大概
and there were no city lights. There were no pollution.
大概五千年前，冇咩城市嘅灯光，冇灯光嘅污染嘅。
It was out in the desert, and Abraham was asked to look toward heaven and to count the number of stars.
嗰度咧系沙漠，咁神就叫亚伯拉罕啊，你数下天上边嘅星。
I can imagine doing this.
我可以想象得到佢咁做。
一、二、三、四、五、六、七、八、九、十，十一、十二、十三、十四、十五、十六、十七、十八、十九、二十。And then getting overwhelmed, and just giving up on counting all the stars. And then God saying to him,
然后呢，他觉得数到难以忍受，你开始放弃去数了，然后神就跟他这样
说， So shall your offspring be.
你的后裔将要如此。
As numerous as the stars in the night sky, so shall your offspring be.
就好似星星在夜空上一样多，你的后裔都要是这样。
You see, the childless Abraham believed God.
你知嘛？冇儿女嘅亚伯拉罕咧，佢相信神。
He relied on God and His promises.
佢依靠上帝同佢嘅承诺。
The thing that Abraham wanted most had been promised to him, but it had not yet been realized in his life—a son, an heir.
亚伯拉罕最想得到嘅已经答应咗佢啦，但系咧佢尚未体验到啊，就系佢有个儿子，佢嘅继承人。
This was a very important, very crucial thing in his culture.
呢一样嘢咧喺佢嘅文化里边系非常重要、好关键性嘅。
In any culture, but especially in Abraham's situation, as the Lord had said to him that all nations and all peoples will be blessed through your offsprings and your descendants.
其实喺任何嘅文化里边都系咁样睇噶啦，但系咧特别喺亚伯拉罕嘅情况里边咧，尤其系如此，因为咧主对佢话佢嘅后代、佢嘅后裔将会祝福所有嘅民族、所有嘅人民。
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ,
亲爱弟兄姊妹,
what has been promised to you by God, but it has not yet been realized in your life?
上帝对你应许咗啲乜嘢，但系却未实现嘅呢?
What has been promised to us as a church by God, but it has not yet been realized in our church?
神对我哋嘅教会应许咗乜嘢，而仲未实现嘅呢?
You know, I know that God had promised us through His vision for our church that one day we would be a church of all nations transformed through faith and love in Christ.
我知道神已经应许咗我哋，有一日我哋将会信靠基督，活出主爱，心意更新，成为万国万民嘅教会。
I don't even know how that vision came about.
我唔知你知唔知呢个嘅意象点样嚟。
There were about 13 of us who.Formed this vision committee.
大概我哋有十三个人咧，组成一个嘅委员会。
There were people from different congregations.
系由唔同嘅会众嗰度嚟嘅。
The English, the Cantonese, the Mandarin.
英文、广东话同埋国语。
Even people who represented the youth.
神一啲代表你嘅人。
Their elders, their pastors, and their lay people.
长老、牧师同埋一啲嘅领袖。
And for 6 months, we.Met together, but once a month, and we asked the Lord to show us individually, first of all, what it is He wants to show us as the vision of our church.
大概六个月嘅时间，我哋聚埋一齐，一个月一次，我哋问神去显示俾我哋睇，你想对我哋教会做啲咩呢
？Month after month, we met. We came up with lots and lots of suggestions.
月复一个月，我哋去一齐开会，我哋咧睇到好多嘅提议。
But there wasn't a clear picture.Of what God's vision was.
但系咧，冇一个好清晰嘅图画，究竟神嘅意象系啲乜嘢咧
？Until about 6 months later, And we met together and we had prayed and within about half an hour's time.
大概六个月之后呢，我们聚在一起祈祷，在半个小时之内。
I truly believe the Lord spoke to each and every one of us.
我深信神对我们每一个人讲说话。
As we all agreed on one common vision from the Lord.
我们呢，大家都同意同一个的意象由主那里来的。
And not just the vision, but scripture verses and the Spirit's prompting that helps us to understand, yes, this is rooted in God's word.
不单止是一个意象，而是圣经有个的经文呢，来到支持我们是有同一个这个意象。
God's promise to us as a church.
神承诺我们作为一个整体的教会。
That we will be a church of all nations transformed through faith and love in Christ.
我们信靠基督，活出主爱心意更新，会成为万国万民的教会。
I also know that God has impressed upon the hearts of our leaders as we journey on this journey of faith these things.
我亦都深信神喺我哋领袖嘅心里边咧，系深刻嘅印咗呢样嘢。
This verse or these verses became quite prominent in our building completion committee.
呢个嘅经文章节咧，系变咗喺我哋嘅扩堂计划里边咧，成为一个好即系好大被大家接受嘅一个经文。
Isaiah 54 verse 24 says, "Clear lots of ground for your tents. Make your tents large, spread out."Think big. Use plenty of rope. Drive the tent pegs deep. You're going to need lots of elbow room for your growing family. You're going to take over whole nations. You're going to resettle abandoned cities. Don't be afraid. You're not going to be embarrassed. Don't hold back. You're not going to come up short. I'm not sure you're going to translate that?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. It's from the Message translation, so it's going to be a little bit... okay.
Okay, 以赛亚书第五十四章嗰度嘅经文啦，就系嚟感动我哋领袖嘅内心。嗰度话咧，要扩张你嘅帐幕之地，张大你居所嘅幔子，不要限制，要放长你的绳子，坚固你的橛子，因为你要向左向右开展，你的后裔必得多国为业，又使荒凉的城邑有人居住。不要惧怕，因你必不致蒙羞，也不要抱愧，因你必不致受辱，你必忘记幼年的羞辱，不再纪念你寡居的羞辱。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, look at the construction happening around us.
你睇下我哋教会周围嘅建筑物。
All we have to do is look everywhere.
我哋周围望下就知啦。
This is just across the street from where we are.
呢度只不过系我哋教会过去对面马路嘅情况。
Construction cranes everywhere.
那些吊臂呢，周围都是。
Just across the street, there's four buildings under construction amongst the already eight or nine that's there.
大概呢，有八至九个的建筑物呢，已经在起紧了。
And then just further down the street, where the high rises are being constructed, there's already another seven or eight there and another four under construction, right across the street from our church.
然后那些呢，你看到有其他的高层的在起紧。
The Lord is bringing people.Into the neighborhood, into the community around our church.
主正在将人带到嚟我哋嘅社区嗰度，带到我哋教会嘅周围。
15,000 people over the next 15 years is what the development plan called for, and some of people have already moved in.
嗰个发展嘅计划咧，话大概咧十五年里边咧会有大概15,000人搬到嚟。
There are already six stratas that come to our church and use our church facility.For their annual general meetings.
大概有六个嘅大厦业主委员会已经用紧我哋教会嘅设施嚟到开佢哋嘅年度大会啦。
Just this past Wednesday, one strata that had about 250 units had to rent our sanctuary to hold their AGM.
啱啱嗰个礼拜三有一个有250人嘅呢个嘅业主委员会咧，租咗我哋呢个大堂嚟到开佢哋嘅年度委员会。
How are we preparing for these people?These families, these single parents with kids, those with needs or on low income assistance, the youth, young adults, seniors that the Lord will bring our way.
我哋点样为呢啲人准备好咧？呢啲嘅家庭有孩子嘅单亲父母，有啲有需要嘅人，低收入嘅人，年轻人，一啲嘅长者。
How are we preparing ourselves?
我哋点样准备好我哋自己咧
？Ask God to show us what we can do individually, but also as a church.
我哋求神话俾我哋个人同埋整体教会知道我哋可以做啲乜嘢。
And yes, it may take up a lot of our resources.
没错, 可能是会用我们很多的资源的,
a lot of our finances to prepare ourselves for God to make this happen.
可能用我们很多的资金来准备这些东西来达成这个目标。
How may the Lord be speaking to us to be positioned such that we could use our resources, our facilities, our building to be a blessing and to minister to those in need around us in our neighborhoods?
神怎样跟我们说话, 令我们可以处于一个有利的位置, 以便我们可以利用我们的资源, 设施, 建筑物, 来到为他们祝福, 和帮助有需要的人呢?
You see, God wants us to rely on Him.
神呢, 要我们依靠祂。
Do you know what I sense?
你知不知道我说什么?
Do you know what I sense the Lord saying to us?
你知不知道我感觉到神跟我说什么?
Through this building completion project?
透过这个建堂的计划,
through this need that we have of another $4 million.
透过我们需要另外400万的这个需要。
Now, I first want to thank God and also the generous giving of so many of you.
我首先要感谢神, 在过去几年里面, 你们很多人都慷慨解囊。
We've almost reached that initial goal, $6 million.
我们差不多已经达到最初600万的目标了。
But I sense the Lord wanting us to rely on Him even more.
但我感觉到主呢好希望我哋比以前更加多嘅依靠佢。
Even more than we have been, in such a way that we know it is Him who's doing this.
令我哋知道呢，其实神喺度做紧嘢嘅，令我哋相信呢，佢会提供我哋所需要嘅。
And that we will trust in the Lord to provide the rest.
佢会将其他嘅需要俾过我哋。
The Lord says in Malachi 3:10, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing there will be not enough room to store it.
主在马拉基书3:10说,万军之耶和华如此说,你们要将当纳的十分之一串现送入仓库,使我家有粮,以此试试我,是否为你们敞开天上的窗户,倾覆于你们,甚至无处可用。
You see, true faith relies on God and His promises.
你会看到真正的信心是要依靠神和祂的应许的,
not on ourselves.
而不是我们自己。
Faith ventures out though it cannot see, because we walk by faith and not by sight, the Bible says.
虽然我们看不到,但我们就去探索,因为我们是凭信心,而不是凭我们眼见而行。
Second, faith submits to God in obedience.
第二点就是凭信服神。
We need to be able to hear God in order to have faith and to obey.
我们需要能够听见神,才可以有信心和信服的。
For instance, Noah built an ark even before he had ever seen a flood.
你知不知道挪亚在这个方舟之前,他从来没见过洪水的。
Why?
为什么?
Because God warned him, it says. And he heard from God.
因为神警告他,他听到神的声音。
He built an ark which is 450 feet long, 75 foot wide, and 45 feet high before the rains came.
挪亚在下雨之前已经建造了一只方舟,450尺那么长,75尺那么阔,还有45尺那么高。
It took Noah many years to build such a large ship.
用了挪亚很多时间,很多年来建造了一只这么大的船。
Can you imagine what he and his family must have endured, the ridicule as he built it?
你能够想象到他和他家人能够忍受人家怎样去嘲笑他吗?当他建造这个方舟的时候。
Yet he put his faith in God and was saved.
然而他信靠神, 所以他就得救了。
Brothers and sisters, we need to obey and act on what we've heard from God.
弟兄姊妹, 我们需要信服, 我们要按神的话来采取行动。
Hebrews 11:8 says this, by faith Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going.
希伯来书11:8节那里说,亚伯拉罕因着信,蒙召的时候就遵命出去,将往将要得为业的地方去,出去的时候,他还不知往哪里去。
In verse 9, Isaac and Jacob were promised.
在第9节,以撒和雅各同盟应许。
In verse 11, Sarah was promised.
第11节讲到撒拉也都蒙应许。
In verse 17, Abraham was told to sacrifice Isaac.
第十七节，亚伯拉罕要求去献以撒。
In verse 27, Moses left Egypt and kept the Passover because God said so.
在二十七节提到摩西离开埃及，而且要守逾越节，因为神咁讲嘅。
In verse 30, the walls of Jericho fell when the people of God marched around the walls because God asked them to do so.
在第三十节，当神的子民在神要他们这样做的时候，他们围绕耶利哥城的城墙，城墙就倒塌了。
So we can see in these verses that obedience is clearly tied to faith.
因此我们从这些经文里面可以看到，信服和信心是连在一起的。
It has nothing to do with feelings of confidence.
它和感觉到自信是无关的。
A person may have great confidence, great faith,which would lead him to step out in faith in obedience.
一个人可能有很强的自信心，但会导致他离开了信服。
But a person may also have small faith and small confidence and still step out in faith in obedience.
但一个人的信心可能很少，但他依然可以出于信心的去信服神而踏出一步。
So it's not about feeling confident, but about being obedient.
所以我们不是内在感觉是否有信心，而是我重点是要信服神。
No matter how we feel on the inside.
无论我们内心觉得怎样。
You see, contrary to what some people may say, faith is not an absence of fear.
你知道不是跟一般的人的讲法一样，信心并不是没有恐惧。
Faith is not an absence of fear, not at all.
完全不是说没有恐惧的意思。
Faith is stepping out in obedience,even though we may be fearful of the results.
就算我们好对结果有感觉恐惧，我们因为有信心，所以我们就信服，来到踏出一步。
In Hebrews 11:2, this is what the ancients were commended for.
希伯来书十一章里提到，古人在写信上得了美好的证据。
The act of faith, the act of obedience, is what distinguished our ancestors, the people of faith in the Bible, and set them apart from the rest.
信心的行为，信服的举动，令我们的祖先与众不同。
When Deb and I were in Rome this past August, we had opportunity to visit a few sites.
在今年八月份的时候， Deb 同我去了罗马那里，我们有机会参观一些景点。
One of the places we went to, which is also a place that every other tourist in Rome goes to, is what?
其中一个景点在罗马，其他很多游客都去的，你知不知道在哪
里？ What do you think?
你觉得？
Colosseum, I hear. What else? Vatican. Yeah, the Vatican.
Van Dai Gong.
Supposedly, 5 million people visit the Vatican every year.
据估计咧，每一年咧有大概500万嘅人嚟到参观呢个地方。
That's about 14,000 to 15,000 people a day.
即系大概咧14,000 to 15,000人一日啊。
And when we were there, you could sense the busyness of the place.
去到那里，你完全可以感觉到那个地方的繁忙。
The magnificence and the opulence.
好，那些宏伟。
The grandeur that attracts crowds.
那些富裕的感觉。
And one is in awe with the structure.
那些建筑物。
With statues.
有一些雕像。
With frescoes.
有一些壁画。
Now, don't get me wrong.
但不要误会我。
It was a very impressive visit that we had.
那个是一次令人印象深刻的造访。
And we were very glad that we went.
我们都很高兴去了。
Deb was even playing tour guide. It was so busy, you know, and the tour guide left her this thing to wave around because you would not find one another if you didn't have something to identify yourself. I think they know what I mean. I think they know. I think they go. You, I don't know what to say. You know what? A picture says 1,000 words. But there was another place.
但有另一个地方。
It left a deeper impression in our hearts, in our minds, and in our souls.
对我们的心、我们的脑海和我们的灵魂有更加深刻的印象。
It was close to the Roman Forum.It wasn't a place where many people visited.
不是一个咧好多人蜂拥而至的地方。
But according to tradition, this was the place where Peter and Paul spent their last days before being executed.
但是据传统讲呢，这里就是保罗和彼得在被杀之前最后一刻逗留的地方。
It's called the Mermaid Museum.
这个地方是一个博物馆，叫
Mermaid Prison.
Mermaid 监狱。
One of the oldest prisons in the world.
是世界上其中一个最旧的监狱之一。
It was actually more like a dungeon, as historians described it as this. It was disgusting and vile by reason of the filth, the darkness, and the stench.
实际上呢，它更加像是一个地牢。有些历史学家呢，将它描述为很污秽、很黑暗，还有很有恶臭，令人作呕的地方。
This plaque on the wall names the martyrs, the names of the saints who were held here along with their persecutors.
墙上边这个牌片呢，写了被关押在这里的烈士、这个圣徒，甚至呢是迫害他们的人的名字都写在这
里。And you can see the names, Pietro and Paulo, Peter and Paul.They were the principal apostles, and it was Nero who was persecuting them.
你可以睇到咧，系尼禄嚟到迫害佢哋咧，就系保罗嘅名字喺上边啦。
As Deb and I stood in this place, we could not help but imagine what it was like for Peter and Paul to live out their faith in a time when Christians were persecuted.
当阿 Tap 同我企喺呢个地方嘅时候，我哋不禁咧都想象彼得同保罗喺基督徒受到迫害嘅时代，点样嚟到实现自己嘅信仰咧
？We stood in silence and tried to soak in the sacredness of the space.
我哋企喺度好安静，尝试咧去浸入呢个好神圣嘅空间里边。
The plaque that you see on the wall there，
你睇到墙上嗰个牌片
，It reads this，
佢咁样写噶。
This is the column.Where the apostles Peter and Paul were in chains, and from here they converted the guardians of the jail and 47 other prisoners who were in prison with them.
佢嗰度话咧，呢度就系使徒彼得同保罗咧被囚禁嘅地方。喺嗰度咧，佢哋带咗狱卒信主，另外咧有47个其他嘅囚犯都系信主。佢哋咧就喺嗰度嘅喷泉，好似奇迹般喷出啲水嚟咁咧喺嗰度受洗。
They were baptized with water in the fountain that erupted as a miracle. And so the story goes like this, that they were in this cell, you know, as you saw pictures of it. And as these people had come to faith in God, God allowed a miracle. When Peter either struck a rock or whatever, water came out from the ground, and they used this water to baptize the people.
他们当时呢，就是他们信了主之后想受洗呢，彼得咧就好神奇咁样敲嗰啲石头咧，就有水出嚟，就用嗰啲水嚟帮佢哋受洗。
This was a plaque that just commemorated that that event.
呢个嘅石雕咧就系纪念呢件事。
You can see Peter and Paul. I don't know which is Peter, which is Paul, but one of them is Peter, and one is Paul, and they're still in chains, right? And there's guards on the right hand side who may have come to faith and were baptized as well, but prisoners knelt.Before obedience to the Lord, and were baptized as well.
喺嗰个雕像、嗰个雕刻嗰度，你见到啊彼得同保罗啦。咁另外咧，右手边有啲嘅狱卒喺度，咁咧左手边有啲嘅监犯喺度咧，一齐去被受洗。
As we spent time reflecting on what we were experiencing,
我哋咧花啲时间嚟到去反省呢件事。
I was truly humbled by their faith.
我哋咧喺爱心里边咧，完全感到好卑微。
Deb and I, we were humbled by their faith.
Deb 同我都系因为佢哋嘅信心而感到好卑微。
They had a faith that submits to God in full obedience.
佢哋咧系完全信服神。
Listen to Paul's final letter to Timothy, that was most likely written while imprisoned here. And I'll let you read the verse in a bit.
我哋听下保罗咧喺最后一封嘅书信写俾提摩太嘅时候，应该多数就喺呢个监狱里边写噶啦。佢里边讲咩咧
？In 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 6 to 8, Paul says to Timothy, "Do your best to come to me quickly."
要尽快嘅同我联络，因为咧我现在被交电，我离世嘅时候到啦。
For I'm already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I've kept the faith.
我那美好的仗我已经打过，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, Paul says, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的。保罗说不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
First, faith relies on God and his promises.
首先，信心呢，是要依靠祈祷同埋依靠神同埋佢嘅承诺。
Second, faith submits to God in obedience.
第二咧就系要信服神。
And third, faith realizes prayer is indispensable.
另外咧，信心系要认定祈祷咧系必须嘅。
In Matthew chapter 17, verse 14, a man approached Jesus and kneeling before him said this.
在马太福音十七章十四节嗰度，有一个人咧靠近耶稣跪喺佢。
The Lord, have mercy on my son, he said. He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at that moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, "Why couldn't we drive it out?"
他说主啊怜悯我的儿子他害癫痫的病很苦屡次跌在火里屡次跌在水里我带他到你的门徒那里他们却不能医治他耶稣说唉这又不信又薄谬的世代啊我在你们这里要到几时呢我忍耐你们要到几时呢把他带到我这里来吧
Jesus replied because you have so little faith
耶稣斥责那鬼鬼就出来从此孩子就痊愈了 门徒暗暗地跟到耶稣跟前说为什么我们不能赶出那鬼呢耶稣说是因为你们的信心少
Therefore I tell you if you have faith as small as a mustard seed you can say to this mountain move from here to there and it will move nothing will be impossible for you
我实在告诉你们你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种就是对这座山说你从这边挪到那边它也必挪去 并且没有一件事不能做的
What's the problem here?
这里有什么问题呢
First, Jesus tells the disciples that because of their little faith, they couldn't exorcise the demon.
首先耶稣告诉门徒听，因为他们的信心少，所以他们没办法赶鬼。
And then in the same breath, he says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you are able to move this mountain.
但是随后呢，他用同样的口吻讲，他说如果你的信心好像芥菜种那么小，你可以跟这个座山讲。
Why did Jesus say that?
为什么耶稣这么说呢?
Is he contradicting himself?
他是不是自相矛盾啊?
What does mountain refer to here anyways?
山在这里到底指什么呢?
Well, this figure of speech in the Old Testament generally describes national leaders or authorities as well as enemies.
旧约里面的这种措辞呢通常描述国家的领导人有权势的人甚至是敌人。
In this case, the mountain, the enemy authority that needed to be removed was the demonic power afflicting that boy.
在这个情况下需要拆除的山呢就是敌人的权力就是困扰这个男孩子的恶魔势力。
Jesus said, if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, you could say to this demon, move from here to there, and it will move.
耶稣说，如果你有好像信心芥菜，好像芥菜种那么小，你可以跟这座山，即是这个恶魔说，你从这里移到那里，它就会移动了。
Nothing will be impossible for you.
对你来说，没有东西是不可能的。
You see, when our faith is living, and active, like that of a mustard seed, as small as it is, we can move mountains.
当我们的信心是活的，很有活力的时候，就好像芥菜种那么小粒都好，我们可以移山。
Authorities and enemies that stand in our way.
甚至可以移走阻碍我们前进的势力。
Why then couldn't the disciples drive out the demon?
那为什么门徒不可以赶鬼呢?
They'd often done it before.
他通常以前都做到的吧。
In Mark 6:13, it says this, They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them.
马可福音六章十三节里面都讲，他又赶出许多的鬼，用油抹了许多病人，治好他们。
But now it didn't work Why is that?
但系依家起唔到作用喎，点解咧？
It couldn't be because it wasn't God's will, because it is always God's will to fight the enemy and to set people free.
不是因为这个不是神的旨意，因为神的旨意常常都是要对抗敌人，使人得自由的。
The clue is found in Mark chapter 9, verse 29. And in Mark's retelling of the same story, Jesus adds this. He says, this kind can come out only by prayer.
在马可福音九章二十九节有一些提示给我们，就是耶稣讲述同一个故事里面，他添加一句，他说非用祷告，这里的鬼总不能出来。
Prayer?
祈祷?
What does Jesus mean by that?
耶稣的意思是什么呢?
And what does it have to do with faith?
跟信心有什么关系?
You see, the disciples have been tempted to think that this gift, being able to exercise demons, was in their control.And could be exercised whenever they wanted it.
你会发现门徒咧好容易以为呢啲恩赐喺佢哋嘅掌控之中，佢哋咧可以随时随地想几时用都得。
It caused them to trust in themselves and not in God.
令到佢哋咧系相信咗自己而唔系相信神。
They had to learn that their previous success is no guarantee of their continued power.
佢哋要学习到从前嘅成功唔等于佢哋持续嘅可以有能力。
They assumed that it was inherent in them and that they didn't need God.
他认为呢啲系佢哋拥有嘅，而佢哋唔需要神啦。
Their faith was ineffective because it was in their self-sufficiency rather than in God's sufficiency.
佢哋嘅信心因此就无效啦，因为佢哋以为可以自给自足，而唔系神嚟到供应佢哋。
They no longer depended prayerfully on God.
佢哋唔再虔诚咁样依靠神。
And their failure showed this lack of prayer.
他们的失败表明他们缺乏祈祷。
You see, we have no inherent power in us.
你知道我们呢，在里面没有内在的力量的。
But when we spend time with the Lord in prayer, we're filled with the Holy Spirit. And when we leave our times of prayer, we take God along with us into our everyday lives and ministry.
但是当我们花时间来到祈祷的时候，我们就会充满圣灵，然后我们离开这些祈祷的时间，去到我们生活里面的时候，我们将神带入我们的生活里面。
And when the Holy Spirit goes with us, great things happen.
当圣灵同我们同行的时候，大事可以发生。
Acts chapter 10 verse 38 says this, How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing allwho were of the power, who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him.
在《使徒行传》第十章三十八节那里说，神怎样以圣灵和能力高拿撒勒人耶稣，这都是你们知道的，他周游四方，行善事，医好凡被魔鬼压制的人，因为神与他同在。
Because God was with him.
神与他同在。
God was with him because when we pray, we're filled with the Spirit,And we take God along with us as we go about our day.
神与祂同在是因为当我们祈祷的时候，我们被圣灵充满，在我们生活里面，神会与我们同在。
So dear brothers and sisters, pray and take God with you wherever you go, and you will see him transform situations that you could not have imagined.
弟兄姊妹，所以无论去到哪里，都用祈祷带着神同你一起，你会看到祂用无法想象的方法来改变你的情况。
Often we get so busy doing things, we leave out prayer.
通常我们在忙于我们生活那里，我们会忽略了祈祷的。
Hudson Taylor reminds us, when we work, but when we pray, God works.
戴德森宣教士他说，我们工作的时候是我们自己在工作，当我们祈祷的时候就是神在工作。
When I was at a conference in Abbotsford late last year,The Lord gave me a picture of our church.
在去年我去到阿伯斯福那里开会的时候，神给了一幅我们教会的相。
It was a picture of our church gathered together in the sanctuary.
就是一幅我们大家在大堂这里聚会的相。
But instead of us just sitting in the sanctuary in our seats as we're doing right now at this moment, our church was gathered together in prayer to the Lord.
但幅相咧，唔系我哋大家好似而家咁坐喺度，而系咧我哋走埋一齐咧向主祈祷。
We were praying and listening。
我哋向主祈祷，同埋我哋聆听主。
We were bowing low before the Lord。
我哋喺主面前嚟到低头谦卑。
We were lifting up our hands in prayer, lifting up our hearts in prayer to God.
我哋祈祷嘅时候，向神嚟到举手，向神嚟到交上我哋嘅心。
In surrender, in submission.
我哋向佢降服，向佢交托。
In reverence, in worship, and in awe.
我哋尊敬，有敬拜同埋有敬畏嘅心。
In faith, in obedience of desiring to do His will.
有信心同埋信服佢嘅旨意。
As well as His plans for us as a church.
在我们的身上的计划，或者我们 教会的计划。
This is the picture that God gave me last year.
这个就是上一年神给我的一幅这样的相。
God may be saying to each one of us here today.
神可能对我们一些人说。
Pray for your family.
为你的家庭祈祷。
Pray for your marriage.
为你的婚姻祈祷。
Pray for your son or your daughter.
为你的儿子和女儿祈祷。
Pray for those in the places where you work.
在你工作的地方为那些同事祈祷。
Pray for the church.
为教会祈祷。
Pray for the leaders of our church.
为我们教会领袖祈祷。
Pray for the building completion project.
为我们扩建的计划祈祷。
Pray for the Lord to provide for us.
希望神来供应。
Pray for the situation in Hong Kong.
为香港现在的局势祈祷。
Go to the prayer summit this afternoon together and pray as a church.
今个下午我们来到教会里面整体一起祈祷。
The Lord may be saying these things to some of you.
可能神对我们当中一些人这样说。
But some of us may be thinking.
可能我们当中一些人在想。
I can't see what difference it will really make.
我看不到究竟可以有什么实际的改变。
You know, some of us actually believe that lie.
有些人会相信这个谎言。
I can't see what difference it will really make.
我看不出究竟可以有什么实际的改变。
But that's precisely the point about faith.
这个呢就正正就是信心的重点了。
You can't see how it will make any difference, but God can.
你看不到它可以怎样产生变化，但神看得到。
God can.
神可以。
No wonder it says that it is impossible to please God without it.
难怪上帝咧喺圣经咁讲，佢系冇信心咧，系唔可以取悦神嘅。
Hebrews 11:6 says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him."
喺希伯来书十一章六节嗰度话，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Those who earnestly seek after God's will.
那些是有信心寻求神的人。
Those who earnestly seek to do God's will.
那些呢很信心，有信心是寻求去履行神的旨意的人。
Those who seek the Lord in faith.
所以用信心来寻求神的人。
In obedience.
用信服。
And in prayer.
用祈祷的人。
I want to encourage you, church.
教会我希望能够鼓励你。
Join us this afternoon.
今个下午来到祈祷高峰会。
Let us come together as a church.
作为整个教会的一个整体来。
To seek of the Lord.
寻求神的旨意。
To ask of Him in prayer.
向神来到求问。
To hear His voice for our lives and for our church.
去听神的声音在我们的生命和我们的教会里面要讲什么。
Especially as we're making this important decision next week, we need to hear from God.
特别咧，我哋下个礼拜要做一个好重要嘅决定嘅时候，我哋要听到神嘅声音。
And when you come, bring a journal, bring something to write on, because God will be speaking to you, and I want you to write down what God says, so that you will not forget it, and you can go back and reflect on it.
当你嚟嘅时候，带埋你嘅祈祷日志嚟啊，写低究竟神对你讲乜嘢，我哋咧可以去睇翻。
If you don't have one, we have some available outside for you to pick up.
如果你冇嘅时候咧，我哋出边有啲可以购买。
Come to pray，
嚟一齐祈祷啊
！Come to speak to God，
嚟一齐寻求神。
Come to listen and hear from God，
去听神讲乜嘢。
Come and be prayed for，
去成为一个祷告嘅人。
Let's pray, shall we？
我哋一齐祈祷。
Lord God， we give thanks that you are truly a God。Who is above our comprehension.
神，我们向你祈祷，因为你真实，一个来到听我们祈祷的神。
And though you are powerful and almighty and high in the heavens,
你是一个有能力全能的神。
You take time to speak to us individually, personally, intimately.
我知道你同我哋每一个人讲说话需要时间去讲，同我哋好亲密嘅讲说话。
And we desire to be in your presence, O God.
主啊，我哋好渴望有你同我哋嘅同在。
As the psalmist said, better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. We desire to be in your presence, O God.
主啊，我哋渴望你同我哋同在。
Draw us to yourself.
将我哋引到你面前。
Call us to prayer.
我哋一齐祈祷。
For we know that if there's no prayer, there is no renewal.
如果没有祈祷的时候，我们知道是不会有更新。
Start with me.
主要是由我开始。
Start with my family.
由我的家庭开始。
Start with our leaders in the church.
由我们的教会领袖开始。
Oh God, may we be able to experience you in such a way that we cannot stop talking about you.
主要是让我们经历你，让我们不能够停止来谈论你。
And like the saints of old. And like the saints of old.
好像以前的圣徒一样。
After they prayed.
他祈祷之后,
the ground was shaken.
连地都震动,
they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵充满了他们,
they spoke the word of God boldly.
同埋讲神的说话。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for hearing our prayer.
多谢主耶稣听我们祈祷。
In your name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.